I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A prominent Democrat says she and other lawmakers will introduce legislation early next year to legalize, tax, and regulate the possession and sale of recreational marijuana. The senator also wants to address what would happen to those with felony records for cannabis-related crimes. Lee Gaines has more.
A 2013 ACLU study concluded that blacks were seven times more likely to be arrested for pot possession in Illinois than whites. Senator Heather Staines, a Chicago Democrat, says that's why she wants to include criminal justice reforms as part of any legalization measure. First, she says they want to make record expungement for low-level possession and weed-dealing convictions as easy as possible. Second, Staines says they want to encourage pot businesses to hire women, minorities, and veterans, and create new licenses to get more of those people into the industry.
And then the third piece is we think some of the revenue should be going towards neighborhoods that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs.
Staines says she's not sure how they'll accomplish that last part, but is hopeful these measures will get support in Springfield. I'm Lee Gaines.
A report on Illinois' pension system says the massive funding shortfall grew even larger in the last budget year. The briefing is from the legislature's Nonpartisan Commission on Budget, Forecasting and Accountability. It says lawmakers will have to find an extra $685 million to meet next year's funding requirement. Brian Mackey says there's plenty of bad news in the report, but if you look hard enough, a little good news.
The bad news: Illinois is still massively short on its pension obligations. That's driven primarily by decades of failing to put away enough money. To a lesser extent, one can also blame demographic changes and making more conservative assumptions about investment returns. The good news is that for 2 years running, investment returns actually exceeded expectations.
One plan, meant to save money over time, will let certain former state workers cash out of the pension systems, but it's taken longer than expected to implement, and Illinois has yet to see any savings. The U of I Champaign-Urbana is creating a new center to focus on self-driving cars and robotic assistance. The university allocated $2.1 million for the Center for Autonomy. The College of Engineering is providing a similar amount to recruit robotics faculty. Finally, a large Northern Illinois school district, Geneva 304, reached a tentative five-year contract agreement. The teachers' union will vote today due to the late-night decision. Classes in Geneva are canceled today. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker spent part of the weekend touring central and southern Illinois, pledging to reach across the aisle to help rebuild parts of the state's economy. In Effingham, Pritzker focused on job creation. He says young people need an opportunity to stay in Illinois, and small businesses need more help to thrive.
This is something I heard all across central and southern Illinois, that if we don't create jobs, people are going to flee. And we don't want that anymore.
Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor-elect Juliana Stratton made the rounds across the region to thank people for their votes after last month's election. The two will be sworn in along with other constitutional officers and members of the Illinois General Assembly next month in Springfield. Our thanks to Scott Ely in Effingham for that report. Two semi-drivers were taken to the hospital after a fiery crash along Interstate 57 in Williamson County late Friday. State police say 43-year-old Roshan George of Indianapolis fell asleep and rear-ended the semi-trailer in front of him. His truck and the trailer then caught fire. George and the driver of the other truck, 37-year-old Michael Lopez of Palm Bay, Florida, were taken to Heartland Regional Medical Center with what police call non-life-threatening injuries. The state's Department of Transportation is reminding the public it needs more information for a new travel survey. IDOT spokesperson Jesse Decker says the annual Traveler Opinion Survey seeks input in a variety of different areas. The online survey is available through the end of the year, December 31st, at idot.illinois.gov. It's been conducted every year since 2001. I'm Jennifer Fuller.